Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to talk to Matt Maiocco. We are short on time today because the Kyle Shanahan presser is coming up, so let's get right into it. We've talked about Jimmy, we've talked about Debo, we talked about the defensive line, offensive line, but let's go with the offensive line, Matt. I mean, without Trent Williams, one of the best offensive linemen in the game, to be able to do what they did in the second half was, I'll say unexpected, because I didn't expect it, but that was an incredible performance by those guys. Really, McKibbitz, I mean, they didn't let Aaron Donald wreck a game again. He's wrecked very few, if any, against the 49ers, but that one to me was the most shocking of all.
Yeah, I mean, in a day where there was just one shocking development after the other,
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I don't think I even realized until, like, I took a deep breath and kind of looked at the stats. I mean, the 49ers outgained the Rams by a huge margin.
And almost 2-1.
The way that game started, you know, you're looking at it going, okay, well, Cooper Kupp's going to have, you know, maybe 30 catches in this game. But there's no way they can stop him. There's no way they can stop Matthew Stafford. There's no way they can do anything. 49ers run defense has always been good, very good. Last eight games, I can't imagine there's been a team better in the league at stopping the run. We're talking about an average of in the low threes. How they did it, I really don't know. But I do know that, you know, going back to Jimmy Garoppolo, and I just wrote this, you know, that he didn't have a great game, you know, really, you know, when you just look at it in its totality, two interceptions, but all things considered, you know, with just everything that was going on, he completely and thoroughly outplayed the guy that the Rams acquired in the offseason to lead them to the top of the mountain. And he did it in the clutch. In the second half, you know, he was very good. In the second half, Matthew Stafford and that Rams offense was very bad. I mean, Matthew Stafford completed but 6 out of 16 pass attempts, had 2 interceptions in the second half. So, you know, I would say just about it, every position other than, well, I was going to say other than slot receiver, the 49ers outperformed the opposition from start to finish. And heck, even the 49ers number 3 receiver, Juwan Jennings, had his career day and made some huge catches. And, you know, the one thing that, I mean, I guess I've known it for a while, but I don't think I ever really thought about it in these terms. But the 49ers, they have some extremely tough guys. I mean, just, you know, guys who are just battle-tested and tough and don't back down from a challenge. And that's the thing that probably stood out more to me yesterday than any time since I've been covering this team, just how tough-minded they are. And Juwan Jennings is near the top of the list.
Yeah. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You know, it's an amazing thing. I mean, it was one of the most incredible wins I've ever seen from the 49ers. I mean, they had 83 total yards in the first half. I believe with like 30 seconds left to play in the first half, they had like 43 total yards. They wound up with 449. So the rest of that happened in the second half and in overtime. Who are the guys outside of Trent Williams? I mean, are they going to get Trent back? Are they going to get Aziz back? Who else are they? Are they going to get K1 back for Dallas? How do you see the injury front as we spin it forward?
I think they have a chance to get everybody back. You know, the Trent Williams thing went until Sunday morning. He got to the stadium early. and just he's going to go. So I think they have a chance to get everybody back. Kaywan Williams, you know, he was on the COVID list, and he just didn't feel right. You know, he was cleared off the COVID list, so it wasn't that he was held out of the game because of COVID, but he didn't feel right. He did, whether it was, you know, just the work, you know, the work that he wasn't able to put in heading into that game. So he should be back. Everybody, I mean, Trent Williams, I think, is the one that there will be, you know, some, you know, people will be holding their breaths on mm-hmm. a little bit. But I think everybody should be back. And, I mean, it's kind of funny how, I mean, right now, they're, you know, theoretically, they're about as healthy as they've ever been. And, I mean, Dre Greenlaw, you could tell there was a little bit of rust there.
A little bit. You know, a little bit of excitement.
A little bit of excitement. Yeah, maybe that's more the word. More excitement than rust. But, man, was he all over the place. You know, he had himself a day. Yeah. I mean, it was a wide range. But, I mean, 12 tackles, and you could kind of sense, like, they're – you know, the other guys filling in have been good. You know, Aziz Alshire, pretty darn good. But none of those guys are Dre Greenlaw. And you know, that's a huge kind of spike for that defense to get him in there in that front seven. It just makes him a little bit more stout. Already stout to begin with, but makes him just a little bit better. So, yeah, I mean, they're – That and I guess Jimmy Garoppolo's thumb will be a little bit better. He watching him in warmups, and he was throwing the ball around pretty well, and you would not have been able to notice that there was any difference. I don't think the, you know, maybe that second interception where he threw it a little bit behind Kittle, but the play just kind of seemed off. There was, you know, Kittle stumbled, or, you know, there was just the timing was off a little bit on that. But I thought he threw the ball very well, and that 43-yard pass and, you know, Debo run to set up the game tying touchdown was about as good a throw as I can remember Jimmy Garoppolo making on a ball that was, you know, not an easy pitch and catch by any stretch. And he squeezed it in there and had a little pop to it, and his spiral looked tight. So boy, there, I mean, we could, man, good thing you guys have a long show to discuss it all, but you can't even come close to fully recapping that game, because there's just so much to it.
So much to chew on, and it's so much to talk about, looking forward to this week against Dallas. Two questions, because I know you have to go to get ready for the Shanahan press conference. Yeah. Do you know if Garoppolo took an injection in his thumb at halftime, and did that have something to do with his improved play? And I would think the Niners feel like they match up really well against this Cowboys team, considering where the Niners are on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
I do know that he took a pain-killing. I know he took some medicine.
Okay.
I assume there was a needle involved, but I don't know that for certain. I don't know if it was. It could have been oral as well. But that was something, from what I understand, that was done during the week. They just wanted to test it. Hey, see if this works. And so during the week, I know they did it. I think they did it once just to make sure that if they do this on game day, this will have some impact.
Right.
And so they did it during the week. It worked out well. And then they tried to kind of scale him back. They tried to save him, you know, as much as they could for Sunday. And they did that. And the other part of that, I think the 49ers match up pretty well against every team now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is playoff football, and they're, like I said, man, they're a tough team, and this will be another big game, another obviously big game, but it's going to be just I would be shocked if it doesn't come down to late in the fourth quarter like all these games seem to. And, I mean, I think at this point I could probably say the same about every 49ers matchup, fill in the blank. 49ers have as good a chance as anybody. So, you know, would I be shocked if the 49ers go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys? Absolutely not. Would I be shocked if the Cowboys end up winning that game? I wouldn't, because, you know, we see how a game can turn on one play, one sequence. But the 49ers now, I mean, they're in it. They have as good a chance as anybody.
Yep, they're in the tournament. And you're saying there's a chance. Matt, as always, we appreciate the time. get to the press conference.
Believe, what's Kyle Shanahan thinking? He can just change the schedule.
You know what? Guy gets to the playoffs, and all of a sudden now he just thinks he runs things. Oh, wait. He actually does run things.
Actually, he does.
We'll see you, my man. Be well. We'll talk to you next week, Matt.
See you, Matty.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.